Is it a robot? Robot or not?
All right. What makes a smoothie and what makes a milkshake? Will it blend?
I've heard that anything can be a smoothie.
Well, this
I don't know
if
that's true.
I don't want to believe that that's true. It's horrifying. Because there's like Bovril and Vegemite and things like that in the world that you could put in there and get the most disgustingly like meat flavored smoothie ever. And that would not be a smoothie, I think, or a milkshake, frankly.
This starts to get, for modern words like this, or more modern words, which I assume smoothie is, it starts to get into etymology less, it's less about what is or isn't something and more about, let's trace back to, like, where the heck does smoothie come from? Was that word invented in our lives? I think it was invented in our lives, probably. Like, before we were born, there was no such thing as a smoothie. Sometime during our lives, someone came up with this idea.
Well, the online etymology dictionary says by about 1983, it was used in the definition as a type of blender drink. And my dictionary on my computer says a thick, smooth drink of fresh fruit pureed with milk, yogurt, or ice cream. In ice cream. Then it's all, is it a milkshake then? I don't know.
Yeah, what's the difference between a milkshake and a smoothie? Yeah, so I think it has to be... Gonna say that it has to have ice particles in it, but I don't think that's true. I think you can just take fruit and milk and still end up with a smoothie. Can you have a smoothie with no fruit? That is the key question. No fruit at all, right? So you've got dairy or water, and you're gonna make a smoothie that does not have any fruit in it.
Could have vegetables, right? Because you could have like a vegetable smoothie.
No, I'm not sure that you can have a vegetable smoothie. That's like, there's plenty of, like, I've ground up a bunch of vegetables and made kind of a V8 type thing, but I think that is not a smoothie.
No.
Right? So I think the essential ingredient in smoothie has to be fruit. Because I cannot conceive of a smoothie with zero fruit. You don't necessarily have to have dairy because you can have ice or water.
Right, absolutely.
And I suppose you could have ice cream or whatever and start to wander into shake, but I think it has to be a blended drink that involves fruit that is, pureed essentially.
Right.
Ground up into little bits.
Until it's smooth.
Yep. And then some sort of liquid for it to go in.
And that is like personal preference and also depends on what the fruit is, right? Because really at that point, you're just kind of like, not quite titrating, but it's that idea of like you're getting to desired consistency by adding water or ice or milk or banana, which is itself a fruit, but also is a good like stabilizer, I think, in smoothies.
So the interesting twist here is kind of like pizza where you can... riff on it, where I say turkey dinner pizza, right? So it's not actually pizza, but everyone knows what I mean when I say turkey dinner pizza. It is riffing on pizza by putting a turkey dinner on top of it. In that category, I think you can have smoothies with all sorts of stuff in it. So for example, a hot dog smoothie, right? It's obviously not a smoothie in the same way turkey dinner pizza is not a pizza. But if you were to take a hot dog, and like everyone knows, if I say
ketchup
hot dog
and
smoothie,
mustard and blend them?
Yeah. If I say hot dog smoothie, people know what that is. That means you take a hot dog in its entirety, maybe also with toppings, and then some sort of liquid, and then you blend the whole thing, and it'll be super gross. But that's what it is. Like peanut butter and jelly smoothie, right? Turkey dinner smoothie, hamburger smoothie, all of those things. I think I've actually seen hamburger smoothie on like a game show where they try to make, contestants eat something gross, right?
I can actually see turkey dinner smoothie if you had like, if you had gravy and mashed potatoes the different kind of aromatic, like the spices and stuff that give it a lot of that kind of flavor. And you did that. You could probably approximate a turkey dinner and it would be disgusting.
Well, yeah, that's the thing about smoothies. In the whole context, I've seen this type of thing where the non-smoothie smoothie, like the joke smoothie, are always on reality shows where someone has to drink this vile thing. So please don't do this. Like, you should never, like, the thing you described, even I think, like, pumpkin spice, which is so popular, like a pumpkin pie smoothie. I think even that probably wouldn't work that well. But certainly, no meat, no peanut butter and jelly sandwich or whatever. Leave it for the game shows to dare some poor person to have to eat or drink or whatever you want to call it for the smoothies.
Pumpkin pie smoothie, you know what you do with that? Is you put it in a pie crust and bake it, and then you actually have a pumpkin pie.
Well, that's the thing about smoothies. That's the reason they do them on game shows, is even things that you like the taste of. Oh, I like hamburgers. You like this hamburger right here? Watch, I'm going to put it in this blender, add a little bit of liquid, and puree it. Now do you like it? It makes everything gross. It foams everything. It inserts too much liquid and air bubbles. It destroys the consistency, and I think it destroys the taste because of the liquid and the air bubble. So there's almost nothing that turning it into a smoothie can't make worse.
Nothing is so perfect that it can't be ruined by being made into a smoothie.
And then the only thing that works, is fruit and, different kinds of fruit. And even that, I feel some smoothies take fruits that I like and make them taste bad. But smoothie, blended drink, liquid, fruit.
Yeah, that's good. My daughter makes smoothies a lot. And she has tried all sorts of different concoctions in them. But I think you're right. I think it is. In fact, I would argue that smoothie is short for fruit smoothie, right? Like it needs to have the fruit in there. Well, I hope listener Marina is satisfied with our definition because she suggested that we talk about smoothies. There was more to that than I expected. And now, excuse me, I'm going to throw this whole podcast into a blender.
Robot or not.